The secretary will call the roll.
Allen, Alvarado Gill, Archuleta, Ashby, Atkins, Becker, Blakespear, Bradford, Caballero, Cortesi, Daly, Dodd, Durazo, Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hurtado, Jones, Laird, Limon, McGuire, Menjivar, Min, Newman, Wen, Nilo, Ochoa Bog, Padilla, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Sillarto, Skinner, Smallwood Cuevas, Stern, Umberg, Wahab, Wiener, Wilk.
Members, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
So let us remember that we are in God's presence. We awaken in our time to a universe which is holy, to creation, which is not an event of the past, but a living event of the present. We enter a new mode of human presence, where we are not merely observers, but where each of us is a participant in this moment of evolution. And so we pray, gracious, gentle spirit of love, your energy permeates the universe, igniting earth with your goodness, truth, and beauty. Open our minds and hearts to an ever-deepening awareness of our interconnectedness with you, each other, and all creation. May we experience your unique presence within the sacred web of creation. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge to the flag of the Members, it gives me great pleasure to announce that today we have the great honor to have the governor on the floor, Acting Governor Tony Atkins. It's probably been a while since the governor voted on items in the state senate, so welcome, we're excited for you. We're thinking maybe there might be some bills you want to sign, that kind of thing. Members, we're going to move on to privileges of the floor. On behalf of Senator Becker, we would like to... Members, we have a relatively short meeting today. It could take a lot longer if we need to, but I'd like to pay some attention because today with us, on behalf of Senator Becker, we would like to recognize his son, Aaron Becker, to the Senate floor. And a little tidbit, he got 5 out of 5 on his AP history exam. There you go. Senator Ashby, you have an announcement, and I believe you're going to take it over at the Majority Leader's desk.
Thank you, Madam President. Appreciate that. This is a really exciting week in Sacramento. And make no mistake, I'm the person standing at the mic because I'm the senator from Sacramento, but all of your staff and most of the people working in this building are really excited about this weekend. I have some guests with me, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about them. I rise today to introduce three changemakers that together are bringing one of the world's most impactful and inspirational events to the capital city, Senate District 8. From July 8th to July 15th, Sacramento will host the Homeless World Cup. The week-long tournament, celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, will feature hundreds of athletes representing more than 40 countries, playing dozens of fast-paced games of street soccer at Sacramento's Sac State Hornet Stadium. What sets this tournament apart is that all of the players have experienced homelessness. The goal is simple: raise awareness around this global challenge and harness the power of sports for change. So today, just days before the Women's World Cup kicks off in Australia and New Zealand, I'd like to recognize three absolute superstars who are teaming up to pull together another massive global soccer tournament right here in California's capital city. Some of you may know Lisa Reitzman, and if you're from Sacramento, everybody knows Lisa because she is an absolute force of nature. She's the managing director of Sacramento's chapter of Street Soccer USA, which aims to fight poverty and strengthen communities through soccer. Some of you may recognize her from our legislative training sessions at the Street Soccer Park, which she helps run. And if you've ever wondered, what are those soccer-looking courts over there by 8th and X? That's Lisa's work. Also with us, and this is really fun, let's see if I can get this right, Kasalee Kusal.
How'd I do?
Good. All right. Well, probably wouldn't tell me if I was wrong anyway. Okay. Was a professional soccer player who started his career with Premier League club Fulham FC and later went on to serve as, ready for this, director of soccer for the show Ted Lasso. You have Cass to thank for handpicking the show's players and all of those expertly choreographed scenes. If you don't know what I'm talking about right now, then this weekend you must absolutely binge watch Ted Lasso ASAP. And then Lisa Cardoza, who any of you that hang around Sac State have to know. She's served in a number of leadership roles for CSUS, including chief of staff to the president, executive officer for the University Foundation, vice president of the University for Advancement, and was recently named president of American River College. We're so proud that Sacramento is one of the nation's most diverse metropolitan areas and the very first city in the United States to host this global tournament, which makes California the first state in the United States to host this tournament as well. We're joining cities like Paris, Mexico City, Cape Town, and Rio de Janeiro that have all hosted this incredible event in the past. To anyone who's ever been to a Sac Republic or a Storm match or even just to their neighborhood park, you'll know that Sacramento is a city that loves its soccer, and boy, are we proud to host this worldwide tournament. Please join me in recognizing these three leaders from the city of Sacramento, Sacramento State, Street Soccer USA for their incredible efforts. Please come out to the tournament this weekend and support these amazing athletes. Madam President, I'm also told that thanks to Senator Rubio and her team, you all may know Crystal Moreno from her team is a soccer legend in Sacramento. They put together this resolution we'd also like to present to the folks who are with us today.
Senator Rubio, from the Majority Leader's desk.
Thank you, Madam President and colleagues. Here today, I'm also very proud to be here to recognize this wonderful organization. As a victims advocate, and all of us fight very hard to ensure that our homeless population is taken care of. We just want to recognize their efforts. It's not just about soccer. It's about what they do for this community. If you listen to some of the presentations done by this wonderful organization, it's about really empowering those who have hit rock bottom and sometimes don't have any hope, and they give victims of domestic violence, homeless individuals, that hope and inspiration to keep going and move forward. And this is the first time here in Sacramento that we're going to be hosting this, about 15,000 people from what I understand. And we're just so proud that they represent us worldwide. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for encouraging those that don't have any hope. And thank you for bringing pride to Sacramento and our state of California. With that, I want to turn it over to, let's see here, to the presentation. Thank you so much.
So if any senators would like to join in a photo as well. Other senators? Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Members, we're going to move on to motions, resolutions, and notices. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Seeing none, we will move on to consideration of the daily file. Members, we're going to take up the second reading file. We're going to take up the second reading file, items 1 through 10. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 271, 954, 373 with amendments, 893 with amendments, 43 with amendments, 363 with amendments.
The rest will be deemed read. Members, we're going to move on to the governor's appointments. File item number 11, Senator Grove, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, file item number 11 is the confirmation of Natalie Pelugi for appointment to the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board. Prior to this appointment, she was serving as the Administration Secretary for the Labor and Workforce Development Agency. She was approved by the Rules Committee on January 28th on a 5-0 vote. She's an incredible individual who has earned this appointment, and she will always be available to each one of us. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Members, is there any discussion or debate on this item? Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Alvarado Gill.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker.
Aye.
Blakespear.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Aye. Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye. Jones.
Aye.
Laird.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Menjivar.
Aye.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wen.
Aye.
Nilo.
Aye.
Ochoa Bog.
Aye.
Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Ayes 40, no 0. The appointment is confirmed. Members are going to move on to file item number 15. Senator Grove.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, file item 15 is a confirmation for the following appointments. William Prezant for the appointment of the State Teachers Retirement Board. Pippin Dew for the appointment for the San Francisco Bay Area Water Emergency Transportation Authority Board of Directors, and Vernon Williams for the reappointment to the State Athletic Commission. These appointees were approved by the Rules Committee on June 28th with a 5-0 vote. Respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Is there any discussion or debate? Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Alvarado Gill.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker. Blakespear.
Oh. Okay. We'll start the roll call again, please.
Allen.
Aye.
Alvarado Gill.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker.
Aye.
Blakespear.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Laird.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Menjivar.
Aye.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wen.
Aye.
Nilo.
Aye.
Ochoa Bog.
Aye.
Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Ayes 40, no 0. The appointment is confirmed. Member, we're going to move on to Assembly third reading. File item number 137, Senator Dolly. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 454 by Assemblymember Aguilar Curry, enact relating to the California Rights Commission and declaring the urgency thereof to take effect immediately.
Senator Dolly, but before we start, members, if you could take your conversations off the floor. It's really noisy up here. Really hard to hear what's going on. Senator Dolly.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I am presenting AB 545 on behalf of Assemblymember Cecilia Aguilar Curry. AB 454 makes an extremely important adjustment to the California rice producers and handlers who have been hit hard by the catastrophic drought and conditions our state has experienced over the last, after the last couple years. Extreme drought and water shortages have severely constrained rice production in the Sacramento Valley, resulting in growers planting less than half of their typical acreage. To be eligible to serve on the Rice Commission, you must actively be producing or handling rice. However, the massive drop in rice production means that many producers and handlers are no longer eligible to serve on the Rice Commission. AB 545 simply provides greater flexibility to the Rice Commission to maintain board representation of all rice farmers and handlers, including those impacted by drought. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Is there any discussion or debate on this item? Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, please call the roll. I have a roll call. Members, this may be eligible for unanimous roll call. Is there any objection to using the unanimous roll call? Seeing none, ayes 40, no 0. The measure is adopted. Ayes 40, no 0 on the urgency clause. Members, we're going to move on to the consent calendar. We have two consent calendars, the consent calendar as well as a special consent calendar. Any objection to them being taken up? Any particular bills on those? Seeing none, please call the consent calendar.
Assembly Bill 427, 499, Assembly Joint Resolution 2, Assembly Bill 87, 1043, 1506, Senate Bill 250, 360, 304, 376, 576, Assembly Concurrent Resolution 83, 64, 89, 94.
Please call the roll on file item number 170.
Allen?
Aye.
Alvarado Gill?
Aye.
Archuleta?
Aye.
Ashby?
Aye.
Atkins? Becker?
Aye.
Blakespear?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Cortez?
Aye.
Daly?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
Durazo?
Aye.
Eggman?
Aye.
Glazer?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Laird?
Aye.
Limon?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Menjivar?
Aye.
Min?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Wen?
Aye.
Nilo?
Aye.
Ochoa Borg?
Aye.
Padilla?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Sillarto?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas?
Aye.
Stern?
Aye.
Umberg?
Aye.
Wahab?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
Please call the absent member.
Atkins.
Ayes 39, no 0. The consent calendar is adopted, as well as a special consent calendar. Members, we're on to committee assignments. Senator Umberg, you have a special announcement.
Yes, Judiciary Committee will meet at 9:45 this morning in a committee hearing room.
Yeah. Room 2100. Judiciary in room 2100, 9:45. So members, we're going to move on. We're going to move back to motions and resolutions. This is the time for the adjourn in memory. So I want to please ask that you pay attention. Senator Gonzalez.
Thank you, Madam President and members. Today, I rise to adjourn in the memory of Eric Gregory Brown III, an innocent and joyous 12-year-old boy that was gunned down and killed by a drive-by shooting. Eric was born on April Fool's Day in 2011 and brought endless joy and laughter to those who knew him. He was known for his infectious smile and energetic personality. He loved playing around the neighborhood in Central Long Beach, laughing with his friends and eating mac and cheese. Eric was a gifted artist, creating colorful masterpieces that his mother said would put Picasso to shame. He loved singing and dancing and could often be found belting out the latest pop hits in his own unique style. Eric's loss is felt deeply by his parents, older sister, and extended family and friends, and now the greater Long Beach community. I respectfully ask that we adjourn in his memory and offer our sincerest condolences to his family.
Please bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized by the Senate. Senator Caballero, you are recognized for your adjournment in memory.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to request that we adjourn in the member in the memory of Peter Dave Anderson, who passed away on September 7th, 2022, a couple of days after I visited with him at a Democratic Central Committee fundraiser in South Monterey County. He was a longtime friend, always up for a spirited discussion about politics, the law, and what was wrong in the world that needed changing. He was a longtime resident of South Monterey County in the city of King, to be exact, so he had definite opinions about the needs of the community and the resources needed. Kind-hearted, caring, and generous, he was an active volunteer and dedicated his life to serving the community. Peter David Anderson was born on August 21, 1940, in Wadena, Minnesota. He graduated from the University of Minnesota with a degree in math and then later earned a law degree. He married the love of his life, Jackie Kent, and had their first child in Minneapolis, later moving to King City, where he joined as a partner in the law firm of Hutton, Foley, Anderson, and Bowles. They had two more children and opened the doors of their home to become an emergency foster care home, providing care and comfort to 23 children in need. Peter Anderson worked in King City and South Monterey County as a lawyer for 55 years and volunteered to serve as a judge pro tem in the local court when needed. And if you know anything about rural, and in those days, rural municipal courts, they didn't always have a judge. And so to have someone who would volunteer to be a judge pro tem was really special, and someone from the community was even better. Outside of his professional career, Peter volunteered to teach swimming lessons and served as a scout leader. He was an active member of the Rotary, the Masons, and the Shriners, and later he and his wife joined the Silver Queens and Kings and volunteered at events held at the Salinas Valley Fairgrounds. Peter's volunteerism and community spirit lasted throughout his life. His favorite places to go were close to home, spending many days hiking and cross-country skiing in the nearby national parks and forests. He never wanted to retire, and he worked until days before his passing. Mr. Anderson arranged to transfer his law practice to ensure that no disruption would occur to his in service to his clients. Peter Anderson was a man committed to serving his community. He is survived by his children and grandkids, and our thoughts or prayers are with them. Thank you, members. I respectfully request that the Senate adjourn in the memory of my good friend, Peter Anderson.
Thank you very much. Please bring his name forward so he may be properly memorialized. Members, we're returning back to motions and resolutions. Senator Nilo.
Yes, Madam President, at the request of the author, please pull item 158, AB 490, by Assemblymember Fong off of consent and send it to the inactive file.
The desk will note. Anybody else with anything? All right, seeing none, if there are no other business, Senator Grove, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which the announcement for the adjournment motion will be made, and we will reconvene Monday, July 10th at 2 p.m. Have a wonderful weekend.
Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday, July 10th at 2 p.m.